A swing and a long drive. Left center field. Way back to the track. To the wall. Grand slam. Diaz.
The Cardinals Hot Stove League Show is presented by Amron on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Got him. A complete game. 5-0 shutout for Adam Wainwright.
Now, Mike Claiborne and Chris Raby and the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show. Presented by Amron on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Welcome into another edition of the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Amron. Chris Raby back with you on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Got a lot coming up for you on the program. In just a moment, we will check in with Mike Claiborne, who's on the Cardinals cruise. He's going to have some great conversations for us on this edition of the program, including Ozzie Smith, Mike Matheny, and Luke Weaver. We'll visit with John Rooney coming up in just a bit. Also, Jonathan Mayo from MLB.com talks prospects with us. But let's get started. Well, we're going to head to the high seas and catch up with Mike Claiborne to open things up. Going to hear a lot from the Cardinals cruise from Claibs coming up shortly, but a really, really special day today as Mike was part of Carlos Martinez and his Tsunami Waves Foundation returning back to Carlos's hometown. Claibs, what's going on, man?
Chris, everything's going well. The weather's good. It was a great day for Carlos Martinez and the people of Puerto Plata here in the Dominican Republic. We had a chance to go out and take a tour of where he was born and where he's living now. He's building a home here as well. But the most important thing, Chris, he had a giveaway today. You know, he's been accumulating a lot of gloves, baseball equipment for the last few months during the season. Well, he finally brought a lot of it back. He's also donated some in St. Louis, in the St. Louis area. He brought a lot of it back, donated to all these underprivileged kids, and on the very ball field that he works out on. And it was a really neat ceremony. You know, he is so well loved here, and you know Carlos, he's a humble guy, but it was a very good gesture on his part, and he was well received by everybody. And he had his family there, his two little ones were there, but more importantly, the future stars of the major leagues were there, too. These youngsters that range from ages, let's say, 7 to 17. And there's a lot of good talent down there, as you know. And we had a chance to see Carlos give something back.
What's it like to be there and be with him in that hometown, knowing the stature that he has, Claibs?
Well, you know what? It's like traveling with a rock star. I mean, everybody wants a selfie. Everybody knows who he is. And you know, he takes time for all of that stuff, and he's always got that million-dollar smile working for him. You know, very unassuming guy who wants to give back. You know, I don't know if you know the story. You know, when he was a youngster, he spent 4 years preparing to go into the seminary. And then all of a sudden baseball came along, and, you know, the rest is history. So he's a giving person in his own right, and, you know, he's made it very clear if he wasn't playing baseball, he would be doing something to help people. And I thought today was just so emblematic of what he's all about.
Was it emotional, Claibs, with the death of Yordano Ventura just across the island and obviously also Andy Marte, losing two more guys, especially Yordano still playing and was playing right down the road from St. Louis here in Kansas City. What was that like with Carlos there today, knowing that funeral was yesterday?
You know,
and he just went through that with Oscar Tavares.
Great question. And you know, he and I talked about it earlier in the week right after it happened. And, you know, he didn't know him as well, but obviously, you know, losing another guy or at least two more guys in the same sort of situation is certainly troubling. I mean, you know, these guys, you know, they have an off season, they get back home, and, you know, the roads are not what a lot of people will be accustomed to. And, you know, everybody's not what I call a safe driver. So there are a lot of things, and I don't know the end result of what happened to Ventura, but, you know, it's highly probable that these things could happen here in the Dominican Republic just because of the way people drive and how reckless things can be.
Does Major League Baseball need to do more to protect players from that who do go down there and spend a significant amount of time down there during the offseason? Can they?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I don't know what they could do. I mean, remember, these guys are from here, and they've lived this life all of their life, okay? So it's not something that they're walking into they haven't experienced before. I just think you have to make sure you just continue to create the caution of being careful because there's a lot at stake. I mean, obviously the team and the families and everybody else who's counting on an individual. But, you know, I'm not sure what MLB can actually do. I mean, it's really one of those things where you just have to use good judgment. And in some cases, it may not be your fault. I mean, you know, somebody else could be doing something reckless or maybe had one drink too many. I mean, there's so many different circumstances that it would apply that I just don't know where MLB can get involved other than maybe just making sure they educate. I already know what the consequences have been.
Mike Claiborne with us to open up the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren. Going to hear from some of the guys out there on the cruise with you. How's the skipper doing coming off winter warm-up and getting ready to head down to Florida?
The skipper, Mike Matheny, is fired up and ready to go. This is like his last real social endeavor before spring training starts. He's got to go over to Ohio State for his daughter's senior day for hockey. But after that, man, it's like bring it on. And I think we're going to see a little bit of a different camp. I think that Mike learned a lot last year, and I think his staff did, and certainly the players did. So I'm anxious to see how this is going to work out. One thing's for sure, we won't be short on pitchers who have big league experience in camp. And there's some other guys that are going to be, you know, people we should pay attention to. But he's ready to go, and you'll hear from him a little later. There's some other things, you know, where Luke Weaver, you know, he got off to a great start. And what would his role be? I mean, there's so many different questions that will be answered. And I'm not sure, Chris, if the Cardinals are actually done. I mean, I think there's still some issues that they have to address. I think one of them is, what do you do with Matt Adams? Matt Adams is a really good player and probably deserves to play a lot. But obviously with Matt Carpenter playing first, I'm not sure what the playing time is going to be. So you have to ask yourself the question, is he a guy that may be used in some sort of deal, or is he a guy you just have to work really hard at trying to find a batsman?
Hey, Klebs, before we let you go, you visited last week at winter warm-up with Stephen Piscotty, and you mentioned camp. He said one thing he heard from the Cardinals is more athleticism. He wanted to be more explosive. How do you think that could have an impact if guys are taking that on in training camp and in spring training and then into the regular season?
Well, I think that's a team effort. I think that they've got to get the green light. I think that's something that starts in the dugout onto the field. And, you know, we see this team do a lot of running in spring training, and then all of a sudden they put the brakes on. And it's not a situation where you're looking to steal a lot of bases, but I think you have to make sure you know how to go from first to third, and you have to make sure you know how to run on pitches. And the question to me will be, who's going to teach it? I mean, you know, this organization has been blessed to have people like Brock and Willie and Ozzy around. But Willie's the only, you know, paid instructor. I mean, I know Vince Colden was interested, but it didn't work. So he's now with the San Francisco Giants. So you got to have somebody who actually knows how this thing works and being able to stress to them that you can do things other than steal 40 or 50 bases. You look at the Cubs last year, and I don't want to get into making comparisons, but, you know, they were a very good base-running team going first to third and really making – the opposition deal with that and push the envelope.
All right, Mike Claiborne, we're going to hear some conversations you had with Mike Matheny, Ozzie Smith, Joe Pfeiffer, Luke Weaver. That all comes up. We appreciate it. What an incredible day it must have been today with Carlos. Looking forward to hearing more about that. And we'll hear from you later in the show. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Have a great one.
Catch a game in Hall of Fame style, like Ozzie Smith style, in the new Red Jacket Club. This new all-inclusive area is designed to commemorate the Cardinals' iconic Hall of Famers and features an upscale buffet and full-service bar. Tickets start at just $75 on sale now. Cardinals.com/Red Jacket Club. We're back to kick things off with John Rooney here on the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren. Chris Raby with you. Mike Claiborne is probably out on the deck of a cruise ship tanning right now. Ben Boyd's our executive producer, and we're back after this in the Cardinals Radio Network.
Get ready for the 2017 season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. Cardinals 5 and 10 game ticket packs are on sale now and feature 2017's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the 5 game bobblehead pack, ring pack, Cubs pack, and more. Check out the 5 game apparel pack and rivalry pack. Backed by popular demand is the opening day pack. That includes your seat to the most premium game of the year, plus 5 weekend games. Ticket packs start at just $79 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/packs.
At Ameren Illinois, we go the extra mile for our customers, especially when it comes to helping them save energy and money. From discounts on light bulbs that use 80% less energy to quick and easy ways to make their homes more comfortable, our energy efficiency programs deliver real savings. Learn how easy it is to save at AmerinIllinois.com/savingsmadeeasy. Ameren Illinois. Energy at work.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Test drive a Ford Escape and find out. With available EcoBoost power and a host of class-exclusive features designed to make life better. Compare Ford Escape next to a Toyota RAV4 or Honda CR-V, and the reasons start to stack up. The 2017 Escape. That's Ford. And that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on 2016 calendar year sales.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
If getting into shape seems like a game you just can't win, stop trying to hit home runs. Remember Whitey Ball? Just keep knocking down 1 pound at a time. Before you know it, you're winning the game. But you can't play ball if you don't show up. Join Club Fitness now and get back in the action. As the game rolls on, you'll feel better, look better, and you'll be glad you got off the bench. Live a better life. Join Club Fitness and make 2017 the year you reach your goals. Start today at any of the 23 locations or online at clubfitness.us.
Hi, I'm Chris Chin, a grain and livestock farmer. Our farm is one of the 100,000 family farms in Missouri. While Cardinals are working hard to bring home the win, Missouri farmers are focused on providing delicious, wholesome food for your family. And we're using the latest technology to conserve our natural resources for the next generation. It's a responsibility we take seriously, on and off the field.
Missouri's farm families, helping feed Cardinal fans across the nation. Join the conversation at mofarmerscare.com. This message brought to you by Missouri Farmers Care.
Every road to St. Louis starts on the Missouri Valley Conference campus and converges under the gleaming reflection of Arch Madness. Don't miss the 2017 State Farm MVC Men's Basketball Championship, March 2nd through 5th at Scott Trade Center, presented by Fox Sports Midwest and Aetna. For tickets, call 800-745-3000. That's 800-745-3000 or visit archmadness.com. Get your tickets and get on the road to Arch Madness.
This is Julia Rowe from Busch Stadium Special Events. We like to say that Busch Stadium is a place where dreams come true both on and off the field. We specialize in unique and memorable experiences that you can have at Busch Stadium all year round. It's weddings, dinners on the field, a party in the clubhouse. We can accommodate any type of event, large or small, casual or elegant. Think about Busch Stadium for your next event. Find out more at cardinals.com/events.
Pleasure to welcome John Rooney to the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren to help us kick things off. Coming off a great weekend of winter warm-up, caravans, and the baseball writers' dinner last weekend. John, how are you?
Doing fine, Chris. Did you ship Claiborne off to sea?
Klaibs has been all over. He has been down to fantasy camp. He is on the cruise, as you mentioned, and today was with Carlos Martinez in the Dominican Republic, helping him hand out some gloves for his Tsunami Waves Foundation, and I know visiting some of the sites down there. And, man, I imagine an emotional trip, especially coming on the heels of just another tragedy, John, with the death of Yordano Ventura down there.
Oh, that's terrible. Absolutely awful, with two players dying over the weekend in separate accidents not that far from each other. And it's always a tragedy when you lose a personality like that, but you lose anybody, it's a tragedy. I don't care what walk of life, but baseball's been hit pretty hard the last 3 or 4 years with the death of Oscar Tavares here in St. Louis, and we've been hit hard in Missouri now with Yordano Ventura.
John Rooney with us on the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren. John, again, have to congratulate you on a fantastic baseball writer's dinner. We've been playing portions of it on the show and also on our Cardinals flagship station, KMOX. What's it like to put in the work for months and months that so many of you guys do to have it come together on a night like that? I know especially a weekend where there was some uncertainty with the weather, but another heck of a program for you guys.
Well, it was a great program, and all the kudos to the writers and to Myron Holtzman, who is the chairman of the committee, Steve Pona, who did a good job of putting together the production, and all of those who worked so hard to get the former players in from 1967, to have the current players on hand as they were there to talk about last season, set the stage for this season, and it's where tradition meets today. That's been the Cardinals' theme. It was their theme last year, and certainly came to pass on the baseball writers' dinner. Yeah, Bob Gibson and Tim McCarver up there, and also with Adam Wainwright on hand. I thought that was pretty special to talk about the battery mates, as Adam and Yachty have passed Gibson and McCarver as far as games started for a Cardinal battery, and that's pretty special.
Yeah, and then Waino said, and I didn't even realize, Tim, that you held another record with Steve Carlton. I got a little bit of work to do.
No kidding. What they were able to do with the Phillies, with Carlton and McCarver, and then it was noted that McCarver will probably be buried 60 feet 6 inches away from Lefty when those two pass on from this life. But that was the running joke for a long, long time. But they were joined at the hip, and they were quite successful. Even when the Phillies weren't that good, Carlton was still winning the majority of the games, and McCarver was back there catching him.
John, it's got to be cool, too, to see some of the younger guys, especially guys like Aledmys Diaz, Carlos Martinez, come out of their shells a little bit and really embrace what the night is all about, but, you know, what the community is all about, and give some really, really heartfelt speeches, participate in some really, really fantastic panel discussions throughout the evening. That, to me, is just cool to see those guys, you know, really embrace what the evening and what it's all about.
And Carson Kelly was there to accept his Minor League Player of the Year award. Luke Weaver, the Minor League Pitcher of the Year. That was presented by John Vooch. And without the players, then there's not much of a reason to go to the dinner, really. And we're happy to have them there. And again, the writers did a wonderful job. First year of a new venue. They have some things to work out with the new venue, but it was a great room. I think everybody learned a lot. Next year's presentation should be even better.
We heard Adam Wainwright talk about Carlos Martinez and said, I think he could win 30 games. We know that Lance Lynn is coming back. Adam Wainwright now a full season removed from the Achilles. Mike Leake will be back. Question marks about Michael Wacha, perhaps. But you also have Alex Reyes joining the Cardinals for what should be a full year. What do you think the potential is for this pitching staff, and how much could it help the team compared to some of the issues they had pitching and defensively last year, John?
Well, really, for the pitching staff and the whole team, Chris, I just wish the team some relative health. The last 2 years, to win 100 games 2 years ago, and to be so banged up and have the next man up mentality, and they had to go to that last year, even though they couldn't really develop consistency in the way they caught the ball or failed to catch the ball many times, or their starting pitching wasn't all that consistent. I know they're trying like the Dickens to fix that, and I think in some respects they have in bringing Dexter Fowler in. The outfield defense, I think, will be very good with Grichuk in left, Fowler in center, Piscotty in right. We'll see who their backups will be as we move along. Aledmys Diaz, had he been healthy throughout the entire season, the Cardinals may have made the postseason. Have him out of the lineup for as long as he was out when he broke his thumb down in Miami. That was a real, real big blow to this team. So I just wish this team some help, because if the pitching staff is relatively healthy, and Lance Lynn coming back to join it, and the pitching staff and the rotation, Mike Leake, what will he bring to the team this year? I think they'll be a whole lot more consistent. But having a team remain healthy and be able to get by with many, many fewer injuries than the past will be a key to the Cardinals playing in October.
You know, we heard Stephen Piscotty say at winter warm-up that he wanted to be more explosive. You heard the Cardinals talk about athleticism and what they're hoping guys bring to the table. Aledmys Diaz at the writers' dinner talked about wanting to steal more bases. If more guys are able to do that and they're able to work on that in spring training, they're able to get a better handle on the base paths, not just stealing bases, but smarter base running, not running into outs. What effect do you think that could have on the club?
Well, here's when I hear players talk about that. I hope they don't go and try to do something they're not capable of doing. If they are capable of stealing bases, fine, go get it. And Stephen Piscotty and Lemmy Diaz, those young guys, Gritchick included, they're still growing. They're still developing at the major league level, and I don't think we've seen the best or even close to the best from any of them yet. And what we've seen is pretty darn good. But I hope they don't try to do more than they're capable, because they're very talented anyway. And what they're capable of producing and doing on a field, can they get better? Yes. You want to try to improve and do that. But you don't want to try to do too much or it completely takes you out of your game. And I think at times that has really hurt Colton Wong. I think if Colton Wong is able to harness his ability and to keep from being over-anxious either in the field or at the plate, he's a good enough player to certainly be at the big league level, and I think he'll get better and better and better. But sometimes I think he gets a little anxious out there and tries to do a little bit too much when, if he does what he's capable of doing, he's more than good for helping this team. And that's what I want to see the young guys do. Just keep improving on what they're doing and go out there with the confidence that they can do what they're capable of that night. I think this team will be in good shape.
Hey, John, before we let you go, we didn't get a chance to talk Hall of Fame with you last week. The three guys that are headed to Cooperstown in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll start with Tim Raines, a guy that spent some time in Chicago with the White Sox, had so many great years in Montreal. When you think about Rock and the kind of player he was, happy to see him finally get into the Hall in the last year he was on the ballot?
Yes, I am happy to see Tim Raines get in. He was a game changer. I remember he had to sit out when he had a contract issue with Montreal and couldn't play until May 1st. And his first game back, I think he was a home run shy of the cycle. He was just that kind of impact player that when he stepped in, he had the speed. He didn't have a powerful arm from the outfield, but it was accurate. And he had the speed to go flag down a lot of fly balls in the outfield. But on the bases, he was a force to be reckoned with there. He could hit for some power. He was a guy who just took over from either side of the plate. I really enjoyed covering him those years in Chicago, and he did a good job in Montreal and moved on to play in New York, and now he's in the Hall of Fame. And just like I was happy to see Frank Thomas go in last year.
Absolutely. How about Jeff Bagwell and the years that he spent in Houston as part of that Killer Bees lineup?
Well, that was a very, very good team. And the Cardinal fans know that team up close and personal.
Yep.
Having had so many great battles with the Houston Astros. But Bagwell, Biggio, and they had a pitching staff that carried them to postseason play. And he deserves the honor. So does Biggio. And I'm happy that he got in. You have Frank Thomas and Bagwell. I think their birthday is the same day, and they were MVPs the same year, I think in 94. So now they're Hall of Famers.
Well, two incredible players, and along those lines, we saw Mike Piazza last year. Now we see Pudge Rodriguez head in. What kind of player was Pudge, John, when you watched him in his prime, a guy who seemingly just did absolutely everything, both offensively and defensively?
Well, I was broadcasting when he made his major league debut in Chicago for the Texas Rangers. He had recently been married like a day or so before, then got the call up from the Double-A team in Tulsa, and then played at Comiskey Park. And he made an impact that night and his entire career. He didn't run much on Ivan Rodriguez. I can't call him Pudge because there's only one Pudge I know. That's Carlton Fitz.
Yep.
But Ivan Rodriguez, you could not run on the guy. Terrific arm. He did a good job of handling the pitching staff. And when he got two strikes, he picked up a lot of hits by hitting the ball the other direction. He wasn't trying to do too much with the bat, and he could hit for a little power, and he'd drive in runs and move runners along. And with what he did behind the plate and what he did at the plate, he's certainly a Hall of Fame catcher. And I look forward to the day when Yadier Molina, 5 years after he's done playing, mind you, will be able to go into the Hall of Fame just as well as Rodriguez has gone in this year, because those guys are truly impact players and the best of the players of their time.
And speaking of Ivan Rodriguez and Pudge Fisk, I believe the first ever big league ball game my dad took me to was in Chicago at Comiskey. The White Sox honored Carlton Fisk. Tim Raines was involved. I'm sure Pudge Rodriguez was involved. And Bo Jackson rode a motorcycle in through center field in a pregame ceremony.
I think that was the day that Fisk broke the record for games caught.
White Sox and Rangers, right?
If I'm not mistaken, and I don't remember the opponent, I just remember, though, the next day the White Sox went to Cleveland and Fisk was released.
John Rooney, always a pleasure. We will talk again soon. Thanks for joining us on the Hot Stove League Show.
All right, talk to you soon.
The 2017 Cardinals calendar celebrates the franchise's 125th anniversary and is on sale now throughout the St. Louis metro area, most notably Busch Stadium, Cardinals Clubhouse Mall Stores, QT, and area grocery stores, or by calling 345-9000. We're back with more Luke Weaver next on the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show, presented by Ameren and the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Back on the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show, presented by Ameren. Chris Raby with you on the Cardinals Radio Network. More from Mike Claiborne in just a moment. Catch a game in Hall of Fame style in the new Red Jacket Club. This new all-inclusive area is designed to commemorate the Cardinals' iconic Hall of Famers and features an upscale buffet and full-service bar. Tickets start at just $75 and are on sale now at cardinals.com/redjacketclub. Let's head back to the high seas. Mike Claiborne with Luke Weaver.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, we have a chance to visit with Luke Weaver, who was on the Cardinal cruise for this year. Man, you've had a lot happen to you, from going from AA to AAA to the big leagues. You get married, and now you find yourself on the cruise. Have you had a chance to take it all in yet?
I would say everything except for the cruise. I think it's been obviously a crazy year, but it ended phenomenally by marrying my wife, and couldn't have thought of a better way to end it. But to start it off and to, you know, hit the warm-up and to come on this cruise has been exciting, and it just kind of gets that everything in motion and ramping up.
You're new to this Cardinal Nation thing. What's it been like for you to be on the cruise and all these Cardinal fans that want to talk Cardinal baseball, can't wait to see you pitch?
Oh, it's been great. You don't get a chance to interact with people as much as you'd like, and to have this type of cruise and to have these conversations with fans that have been fans for a long time, and they show their support and they come back on these cruises every year, and they just want to talk baseball and they want to get to know you. So it's cool to make those connections and to maybe have some friendships.
Now that when this thing is over, it's time to get back to business as far as baseball is concerned. Everybody has that goal of staying in the big leagues. What do you want to try and do that you learned from last season that you feel like will be a big advantage for you for this upcoming year?
I think, entering this season, I think a big advantage coming into this year is being able to get a taste of the major leagues and figuring out how to pitch these guys, even though it was limited and I wasn't able to face all these teams, but to kind of know the approach and what it takes to get guys out and the confidence that was built in order to know that I belonged. And then on top of that, getting all the advice and feedback from teammates and Mike and the coaching staff, and be able to take that into my game and then come in and be finely tuned and be ready to go.
You know, one of the things that I see with a lot of young pitchers, and I think you may have even fallen prey to it, you don't trust your stuff as much as you might want to, because it's the big leagues and guys have to be able to pump the brakes in order to let the game come back to them, because you're here because you do have good stuff. And instead of trying to be too fine with it, sometimes you make a mistake that you say, man, I should have done this differently.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. In that type of world, it speeds up on you, and the game speeds up, and everything about that lifestyle speeds up. So I think the great players are the ones that can, you know, put it in slow motion, slow things down, and you know, think about what's going on around them. And I think that's something that I've learned and I've gotten better at, and being able to have those chats with Wayno and Leak and Jaime and those guys and the pitching staff, and being able to calm the nerves and being able to adapt in those climates. But every time you go out there, you believe in yourself a little more, and obviously great games help that confidence. So it's just about believing in yourself, like you said, and you know, hopefully passing that down to guys that do come up that you played with.
All right, now the cruise. You've done a cruise before?
I've been on a cruise before, a couple of them, but, you know, the 7-day, we'll have to see about how this goes.
It's nothing to it. What's the one thing you want to try and do while you're out there? Any excursion or anything you want to try?
Yeah, you know, I think exploring's the biggest thing. I know there's these places you don't get to come to often, and to go out there and explore the native lands of these countries. And I will say that I just joined in on a ping pong challenge right before this.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, over on the deck 9, and came down to a tiebreaker between me and a fellow cruiser. And you know, I hated to take away the pin. I think it was a Holland American pin that you put on a towel or a shirt. But, you know, eyes on the prize, I had to go in guns blazing, and I was able to knock the ball in on the first try and put the pressure on the guy, and he couldn't come through. So it was nice to have that confidence.
So you got that out of a souvenir out of this thing.
I got a souvenir, so I don't have to buy anything. And obviously, I'm going to take that confidence into spring training.
Now, word is that Luke Weaver knows how to watch his money. That's being kind, I think. So Luke is certainly watching how he spends it. So if he can earn it in other manners, he's good with it.
That's right. I think, you know, money is a precious thing. Obviously, I don't want to get wrapped up and you know, being a hoarder with it. But obviously, I want to be smart. That's just how I was raised. And I know I get guys get kicked out of it sometimes because I won't go a little bit extra on some things.
And now you have a wife, so you have to use that as an excuse. Yeah,
exactly. And luckily, she's a little bit the same way, but she allows me to, you know, we've learned to get past that step and to be better about that.
Have fun, sir, and thanks for the time.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
All right, Mike Kelly. All right, Chris, we're going to throw it back to you in St. Louis.
Hey, make your plans to head south this winter. Maybe you missed a cruise, but that's okay. You can still get the sunny skies, warm beaches, and Cardinals baseball. Packages available to fit everyone's schedule and budget. Make your reservations at cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687. Mike Claiborne has more when we come back as he chats it over with Cardinals skipper Mike Matheny right here on the Cardinals Hot Stove League show on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Welcome back. Chris Raby with you. Hope you're having a great evening. If you're missing baseball season, Cardinals Nation and Ballpark Village is open 7 days a week. Stop by for a bite to eat or relive some of the Cardinals' greatest moments by going through the Cardinals Museum. For more information, visit CardinalsNation.com. It's the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren. Let's hand it back over to Mike Claiborne.
Chris, thank you very much. Well, Mike Matheny is with us here on the Cardinal Cruise. And how many is this for you now?
That's a good question. I'm thinking somewhere between 12 and 15, something like that.
And you're having so much fun, you've forgotten count.
Yeah, we stopped counting. We just we look forward to it every year. You know, it's the timing's perfect for us right before we take off. There's very few places we can go and we completely unplug. And Kristen and I can kind of just spend time together. But also, for me, as you and I were talking about, just jumping into a bunch of different books, going through a lot of the feedback we've got from players and staff, some of our analytics stuff. I kind of put it all together while I have many hours during the day without a whole lot of distractions.
And with the fact that they say there are off days, there are no real off days once this thing gets underway.
No. I mean, whether we're traveling or, you know, dealing with you know, opportunities to do things in the community, charitable events, it seems like our off days are pretty much they're taken up. But that, you know, that's part of the deal. We get a nice long off season to rewind and take a deep breath because we got a marathon ahead of us. We know that it's going to be a good couple months in spring training, getting after it, and then hopefully, you know, just play everything we got and until we get through September, and hopefully a great chance to take us all the way through October, because this particular off season was much too long.
I was about to say the same thing, where we had too much idle time on our hands. So with that said, what did you take away from it? Because while I know it was disappointing that you didn't get into postseason play, there were a lot of positives I'm sure you came away with that you're looking forward to implementing in 2017.
Yeah, and I don't think people really want to hear the positives that I saw last year, because our job description comes down to whether or not we win that last game in the postseason. And when you don't get there, there is a collective sense that we didn't do what we set out to do. But as I look at the guys individually, I see a whole lot of things that we did extremely well, and I see collectively a whole lot of things that our club did well. And always room for improvement, and we've got some glaring issues that we're going to be tackling and already have started to tackle, and I know the guys have followed up with all through the winter. So I'm excited about our development. But I also don't think people really, as they look at the experience level of a lot of the other teams that we were fighting with that were in contention, when you look at how many young players we had out there, when you look at the fact that Randall Grichuk has just, even this year, spent time in AAA, Stephen Piscotty, his first full season, Colton Wong was in the minor leagues, Ledmys Diaz was in AA a year ago, and you had, at the end of the season, two of our young starters making their debut after being in AA. I mean, you just don't see many teams that contend with that much youth, especially in some of those prime positions up the middle. So there's reasons for some of the inconsistency. And for us to make sure that these guys aren't dwelling on it too much, because there's a development process, and they've learned and they've improved, and I'm excited to watch this team come back with a little bit of edge, take some of this stuff personal, some of the critique, but also some of the challenge.
You used the word analytics earlier. You've been at this long enough now where, as a manager, you've seen the analytics have more of an impact. How guarded are you to make sure you don't allow the analytics to totally make all the decisions, because you've got experience as a player, you have experience as a manager, you have a very good coaching staff, and you obviously have a feel for how this game works?
Yeah, and we're going to do what we do. We can't help but see the people side and understand what it is that we're looking for on the baseball side. So I don't shy away from any of the information analytically, and I don't feel like I'm going to give any one side more weight than the other. Let's gather information. And I asked our analytics group to overwhelm me with stuff that they came up with on an individual basis, on a managerial basis, but through our staff, through our players, give me what you got. Tell me what you guys see, how we can improve. And then you balance all the information. And I think our staff and our front office have done a great job of working together to understand that each has something that they bring to the table, and to collaborate to get towards our common goal, which is to win, but not to shy away from any particular bit of information that might make us better.
We've had a lot of fun on cruises over the years. I know you like to spend time reading and spending time with your wife, but we're going to be involved in something with one of your players in Carlos Martinez where he's going back home.
Yeah, just... I said this, Mike, as you know, to the group today, we're very fortunate. This kid's talent is very well documented and easy to see by our fan base and his passion. But beyond what he does on the field, you know, we're watching him grow as a person. And I know that's not necessarily on the forefront of anybody's mind. But when you have somebody that's wanting to improve and take advantage of the platform that he has, and you mix that with great talent, you've got a real catalyst for ongoing greatness and excellence, because that's what you're seeing when you had a Chris Carpenter who comes in to lead that staff and then teaches an Adam Wainwright who is leaving a legacy. Every day he shows up and helps somebody get better, it's passing on some of the Cardinal tradition. And Carlos Martinez is really showing some of those signs. He's wanting to help others, not just others on our team, but others in the community. And that just speaks volumes. So a kid that came from not a lot, and he's going to go show a pretty a special exhibition, I think, for people to see where it is that he came from. I want to tell you that most of us wouldn't make it off the island. That's all there is to it. And he's had so much going against him that it just makes you even more appreciate what he's been able to accomplish and the kind of pitcher that I believe he's going to become. But there's just a lot of things in that process, and so far he's taken advantage of all of them, and he's making a difference. And everywhere he goes, he's making a difference. Back home, he's making a difference in the community in St. Louis.
Final question for you. How excited are you to watch some of these young leaders start to emerge? You mentioned Carlos. You've got some other younger guys on this team that are looking forward to, as we would say, it's their turn here fairly soon. How excited is you as a manager to watch that growth and development?
Yeah, and I think leadership, a lot of times there's some natural flow to it. Some people just naturally have some leadership characteristics. But I also think it's a learned process too. And so, you know, we're real careful to, one, acknowledge and also honor the guys who've been able to lead. And by the way, they've gone about their business. And it's radically different. Some guys completely by example. Other guys are a little more vocal. But also create an atmosphere where everybody has the opportunity to grow in that field. So we're making some leadership development opportunities and some courses and some classes, even through the season, bring in some good speakers, bring in some mentors, and then just watch how the guys, one, have interest, and then, two, how they develop. But it's one of those things you can't necessarily force.
No,
if you try and force somebody, you think, hey, I think that guy, that particular guy, has all this capacity, then you start throwing them into leadership roles before they're necessarily ready. I think it can backfire on you. So I'm anxious to watch some of these guys just develop. As we're talking about Carlos, you know, continue to take wherever it is that you are and make the most impact, whether it's every fifth day as a starter, whether it's out of the bullpen, whether it's in the community, whether it's back in your hometown. You watch guys that have that desire, and then you try and feed it.
I always love your passion, no matter whether it's in midseason or on the Cardinal cruise. Always good to talk to you.
Likewise, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Mike. Mike said it's a year-round effort, and you can subscribe to Cardinals Magazine. Get the best Cardinals coverage year-round and receive two free tickets to a Monday through Thursday home game in 2017. Order now at 314-345-9000 or cardinals.com/magazine. Back to wrap up hour number one next. Chris Raby with you on the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show, presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Wrapping up hour number one of the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show, presented by Ameren. Chris Raby with you on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. The 2017 Cardinals calendar celebrates the franchise's 125th anniversary and is on sale now throughout the St. Louis metro area, most notably at Busch Stadium, Cardinals Clubhouse Mall Stores, QT, and area grocery stores. You can also get one right now by winning one. We'll give one away to caller number three. Get a Cardinals 2017 official calendar by calling 314-969-1120. First hour of the program in the books. We heard from Mike Claiborne, John Rooney, Luke Weaver, and Mike Matheny. We'll hear from Jonathan DeMeo of MLB.com and MLB Pipeline in hour number two to talk prospects. Also, Ozzie Smith, plus Joe Pfeiffer, Julia Rowe, and Justin Meyer from the St. Louis Cardinals. That comes your way next. 1 hour in the books, one to go. Chris Raby, Mike Claiborne with you. Ben Boyd's our executive producer, and we're back in a moment with more on the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show, presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
A swing and a long drive, left center field, way back to the track, to the wall, grand slam, Diaz!
The Cardinals. Cardinals Hot Stove League Show is presented by Amron on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Got it. A complete game, 5-0 shutout for Adam Wainwright.
Now, Mike Claiborne and Chris Raby and the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show, presented by Amron on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show, presented by Amron and the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Pleasure to welcome Jonathan Mayo to the program from MLB.com and MLBPipeline.com to talk some prospects. Jonathan, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. Looking forward to pitchers and catchers reporting down in Jupiter, Florida on February the 14th and getting to see some of the young prospects as we do each and every year. And, man, it's been great what you guys are doing at MLB Pipeline, ranking all of the prospects by position. Tell folks a little bit about what's going on, what you guys have been up to, what the process is like, and what they're going to find at MLBPipeline.com.
Yeah, we kind of like doing a slow build to the overall top 100 list, which will be unveiled on Saturday night. Shameless plug, hour-long show on MLB Network and on MLB.com at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Central. So we started 2 years ago doing top 10 by position. People love to debate prospects. So one by one, we've unveiled each of the top 10 lists. Outfielder comes tomorrow. But other than that, they're all out there for people to look at.
Jonathan Mayo with us, MLB.com and MLB Pipeline. And again, the full top 100 list unveiled Saturday. You can see the positional lists right now. And let's start with right-handed pitchers Alex Reyes, ranked number one in a very talented group. Just what did you guys see from Reyes last year, not just in the minors, but when he got called up to the Cardinals, Jonathan?
It's fairly apparent if you look how dominant he was across both levels. Everyone knew the stuff was good enough to get big league hitters out. It was just a question of when, especially after he missed some time with his suspension. I think the thing that was most impressive was not how dominant he was in relief, even though he'd never done that before. It's that when they asked him to start down the stretch, he was really effective. And the one thing that's always held Alex Reyes back has been his command, his ability to throw strikes. And he doesn't have to be pinpoint, but as long as he throws enough strikes, he's going to be a number one starter without question. And I think based on what we saw, he's ready to do that. They'll probably monitor his innings. He's going to have some of those starts where he walks seven guys and only makes it through four innings, but you're going to have to live with that. And I think eventually it's all going to come together. Now, I don't put number one pitcher labels on young guys too often because there's so few true ones. He is a legitimate future ace.
You know, last year had about 110 innings between the minors and the big leagues, but also even though he was suspended, was pitching at the beginning of the spring training before he joined AAA Memphis. So what do you think a fair expectation is for him, not just workload, but production this year, Jonathan?
Yeah, I mean, and you have to look at workload a little bit differently. I think because there are going to be some of those starts where he doesn't make it deep into games because he doesn't have command that day, it's going to be more an overall look at how many sort of those grinded out kind of innings where he puts some runners on. If they can limit that, I mean, he's a big, strong, durable guy. That he's not going to wear down. I'm not really worried about that. This is a guy who maintains upper 90s deep into starts, you know, past 100 pitches, things of that nature. But I think if they can limit the amount of times where he gets to, say, 100 pitches in the fifth inning, then he's going to have a pretty good innings total, and he's going to miss a lot of bats. I don't want to guarantee numbers because that's kind of silly, but I would be shocked if he doesn't have a better than 10 strikeout per nine ratio when all is said and done.
Wow. Alex Reyes, the number one right-handed pitcher in MLB Pipeline's positional rankings. Jonathan Mayo with us from MLB Pipeline and MLB.com. The other things that stuck out to me with the right-handed pitchers, Tyler Glasnow made his big league debut, I believe, against the Cardinals last year, one of the Pirates' pitchers, and also the fact that the White Sox just cleaned up this offseason picking up prospects. And aside from Moncada, really the cream of the crop here as far as the pitchers are concerned.
You know, Lucas Giolito, some people think his star has faded. I don't believe that. His mechanics got out of whack. He was kind of up and down riding that express between AAA and the big leagues. Just let him go back to what he was doing before. Even in AAA last year, he was extremely effective, and he's still very young. I think he's got frontline starter potential. Michael Kopech, who they got in the Chris Sale trade, is ridiculous. He throws 100 miles an hour plus. I don't know if you saw that video of him the other day that kind of went a little viral. He was doing this maximum effort, like crow hop throw, and it clocked in at 110 miles an hour. Which, I mean, that's not pitching from a mound, but that just shows you the arm strength. And then even Reynaldo Lopez, who came with Giolito from the Nationals. Some people thought he pitched better than Giolito in the big leagues. So you're talking about three guys who belong in the front part of a rotation, all of whom are among the better right-handed pitching prospects in baseball.
Catch a game in Hall of Fame style in the new Red Jacket Club. This new all-inclusive area is designed to commemorate the Cardinals' iconic Hall of Famers and features an upscale buffet and full-service bar. Tickets start at just $75, on sale now at cardinals.com/redjacketclub. Visiting with Jonathan Mayo from MLB.com and MLBpipeline.com, the positional rankings are out now. The top 100 will be unveiled on Saturday. Carson Kelly, top catching prospect in baseball. I was a little surprised to see him in front of some big names. Obviously, we've all gotten to see Carson the last few years, see the work that he's put in as he transitioned to catcher full-time, the success he had, especially at the Arizona Fall League this past year. What stands out about Carson Kelly to you, Jonathan?
The defense still is what stands out. I think what pushed him to the top of the list is that the bat started to catch up, which is funny because when he was drafted, he was a power-hitting third baseman when they thought the bat was what was ahead of the glove. I think he focused so much on learning the craft behind the plate that the bat took a back seat, and he has turned into the best defensive catcher in the minor leagues. He does not have the ridiculous Yadier Molina gun, but that's okay. It's really strong. It's extremely accurate. He's got a quick release. He's got great hands. He calls a good game. He's a natural leader. He understands that that's maybe the most important part of catching. And he gets to learn from Yadier Molina, all those bonuses. And now the bat's starting to come. He hit for more average. I think the power is going to continue to come for a little bit. I think people, if they look at his minor league numbers, have to remind themselves that Palm Beach might be the worst place in all of minor league baseball to hit. And it throws hitters off. And sometimes it even takes them some time after that to get out of that funk because they try to do things differently. I don't know if that happened with Carson, but the combination of getting out of there and just having more time to be comfortable behind the plate has made him a really complete all-around catcher. And I think that when Yadier Molina's contract is up, if the Cardinals decide to part ways with him, Kelly's going to be more than ready to step in.
Give me one more guy in the Cardinals organization who stands out or who you think could make the next big jump, whether it's a guy who has been around the club like Luke Weaver, a Fall League participant like Harrison Bader, or Delvin Perez, the shortstop the Cardinals kind of got lucky with falling in the draft last year.
Yeah, let's go with Perez. I mean, those other guys are all good. I think Perez is the guy that if he does what he's capable of in his first full season, he's going to make a huge jump up all the prospect ratings. He had a very strong pro debut. The Cardinals were really impressed, not with how he handled himself and a more advanced approach at the plate than I think people expected, but how he handled all of the adversity, the positive drug test before the draft. He made a mistake and owned up to it and handled it extremely maturely. That was a very pleasant surprise. They were rolling the dice a little bit. Obviously, they did due diligence on the kid before they decided to take him, but they didn't know he was going to get to them, down there at that part of the first round. This was a guy who was going to be a top 10 pick. I think that they may have gotten extremely fortunate. That little bit of bad decision-making by him as a young high schooler may have given them a premium player in an elite position.
Jonathan Mayo from MLB.com and MLBpipeline.com. Always enjoy talking about some of the young up-and-comers. Again, check out the positional rankings right now. And then you said Saturday night on MLB Network, right? You're going to unveil the top 100?
That's right, 7 Central Time. Streaming on MLB.com also for those of you who cannot get to a TV.
Great. Follow Jonathan on Twitter, at Jonathan Mayo. And always enjoy having you on the Cardinals Radio Network to talk some baseball. Thank you, sir.
Anytime. Thank you.
Well, you can see all of those Cardinals prospects and many more down in Jupiter, Florida. Make your plans to head south this winter for sunny skies, warm beaches, and Cardinals baseball. Packages available to fit everyone's schedule and budget. Make your reservations at cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687. We're back. Joe Pfeiffer next in the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren and the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Every road to St. Louis starts on the Missouri Valley Conference campus and converges under the gleaming reflection of Arch Madness. Don't miss the 2017 State Farm MVC Men's Basketball Championship, March 2nd through 5th at Scott Trade Center, presented by Fox Sports Midwest and Aetna. For tickets, call 800-745-3000. That's 800-745-3000, or visit archmadness.com. Get your tickets and get on the road to Arch Madness.
You may have to wait a short time when you visit Eye Warehouse, but it's well worth rubbing eyeballs with their unique international selections, unparalleled professional advice, and the latest lens technology. Eye Warehouse. This isn't you're in, you're out in a flash shop.
Don't know what to do about that old car sitting in your garage or your driveway? Repairs are costly, and why pay taxes on it? Here's a thought. Donate it to my friends at Goodwill. You'll get a tax deduction, and they'll even tow it. Goodwill turns the money from the sale of your car into jobs for people with disabilities. And even better, the money stays right here. It's a win-win for everyone. Goodwill makes donating your car easy. Check it out at mersgoodwill.org.
Mark, our little guy's growing up so fast.
He's becoming quite the baseball star. You know, he gets those baseball skills from his old man.
Or maybe it's because of all those nutritious meals I make. They know me by name at my Schnucks.
Mom, Dad, we won the game. Did you see my home run?
We sure did. Great game, buddy. You might be playing for the Cardinals someday.
You think so?
Well, let's just get past T-ball first.
As long as I keep making those trips to Schnucks, you'll be one healthy guy.
Food is fuel.
I think we need to go to Schnucks again.
Schnucks, nourishing Cardinal fans.
What the? Oh, it's just quicksand. How can I help you?
I need some life insurance, but...
No problem. So I'm a tad stuck in the mud here when it comes to shopping better plans for you.
That's not good.
Not for you, no.
I'm going to Trusted Choice instead.
Toss me a line before you leave?
Trusted Choice independent agents aren't stuck to one provider. They're free to shop around to find you a better plan. That's the freedom Trusted Choice agents have that others don't. Find your local agent today at TrustedChoice.com. Trusted Choice, free to do what's right for you.
You'll find Ameren, Missouri employees at work in your neighborhood, in office buildings.
But you're just as likely to find us planting trees, donating food, or building homes.
Every year, Ameren, Missouri employees volunteer thousands of hours. Giving back to the communities we serve may not be in our job descriptions.
But we do consider it our responsibility. Dependable power and people.
That's Ameren, Missouri. That's energy at work.
If getting into shape seems like a game you just can't win, stop trying to hit home runs. Remember Whitey Ball? Just keep knocking down 1 pound at a time. Before you know it, you're winning the game. But you can't play ball if you don't show up. Join Club Fitness now and get back in the action. As the game rolls on, you'll feel better, look better, and you'll be glad you got off the bench. Live a better life. Join Club Fitness and make 2017 the year you reach your goals. Start today at any of the 23 locations or online at clubfitness.us.
This is Brian Finch from the Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum. Have you ever wanted to try and broadcast the club's greatest moments, put on a World Series ring, or hold an authentic game-used bat by Lou Brock or Stan Musial? You can at the Cardinals Museum. Our museum also boasts one of the largest team-specific collections of artifacts and memorabilia in the world. If you love the Cardinals and our rich history, a stop by the Cardinals Museum is a must. The museum is open daily and is located in Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. For info and tickets, visit cardinalsnation.com.
I'm John Rooney for Eyewarehouse. Many eyewear wearers have visited or purchased eyewear throughout the Midwest. Don't be one of those who wish they went to Eyewarehouse first. Eyewarehouse. Visit them first or visit them last.
We're back on the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren. Chris Raby with you. More from Mike Claiborne in just a moment. The 2017 Cardinals calendar celebrates the franchise's 125th anniversary and is on sale now throughout the St. Louis metro area, including Busch Stadium, Cardinals Clubhouse, Small Stores, QT, and area grocery stores, or by calling 314-345-9000. We hand it back over to Mike Claiborne.
Joe Pfeiffer is with us, and he's with Alumni Affairs for the Redbirds, and Joe is also involved with the Fantasy Camp, one of my favorite events. And Joe, I wanted to visit with you, A, about the camp and how things were in so far.
Things are running great, Mike.
We have some amazing weather down here in Jupiter. After a couple years of rain down here when we've had to balance some schedules, we've been really fortunate with amazing weather and a good first couple days, amazing first banquet event on night one with Whitey Herzog, Bruce Sutter, and Ozzie Smith. It doesn't get any better than hearing stories from those guys, and then a nice first day of baseball out here on the field.
And also throw in the fact that you have how many legends that are involved?
We've got more than 25 legends involved in this camp, 30-plus overall when you think about both camps in Florida. So it's a nice chunk of our alumni involved.
I know a lot of people have participated in the event in St. Louis that you have during the season, but you're going to do something a little different this year.
Yeah, we're going to mix it up this year. Busch Stadium has become such a multi-purpose facility with our 81 home games and all the amateur games and concerts and soccer games and a new field being laid in March that we're going to go a different route in 2017, and we're unveiling a new opportunity in our fantasy camp model, and we're going to have a Cooperstown Fantasy Camp Tournament July 7th through the 9th at the Hall of Fame.
Hold on. Cooperstown is where we're taking this.
Taking it to Doubleday Field. It's going to be a fun weekend in July. It'll be four-team round robin. We'll play July 7th, 8th, and 9th at Doubleday Field. It's going to be a really unique kind of old-school experience, and Ozzie Smith's going to be the face of that experience.
For people who are involved in the fantasy camp, these things sell out fairly quick. So the reason why we're talking about later in the year is because once people start to hear about this, this thing is going to go faster than you're going to set a record here.
Yeah, there's no doubt we're going to set a record. We just announced it last night to our current campers, our veteran campers. We gave them first crack. We already have 15 registrations. We're only going to sell 44 to 48 spots and four bench coach spots. So it's going to sell out really fast. I really don't imagine we'll have any spots left in about 30 days.
I know we always talk about this as a great Father's Day gift. So while people are thinking about this in January, this might be the time to get started.
It's a great Father's Day gift, great father-son opportunity. Our age limit at camp is 27 years old and up, so we have a lot of guys in our camps with 27 to 30-year-old sons, and they're in their 50s or 60s, and it's just a unique, one-of-a-kind experience. And I'm really excited about this one, particularly talking to Ozzie. It kind of sends chills up my spine, this one. You think about the National Baseball Hall of Fame, and you know, Bill DeWitt Jr. is on the board of the Hall of Fame. Now Ozzie Smith is on the board of the Hall of Fame. And Ozzie and I started talking about this a few months ago when he told me he was on the board, and just started brainstorming. And it's going to be an amazing experience with a reception at the Otisaga Hotel where the Hall of Famers stay on July 6th. That'll be our kickoff evening. July 7th will be baseball and a team dinner night out. July 8th is going to be unreal. More baseball. And then that evening, we're going to have a two-hour private event in the National Baseball Hall of Fame, first hour in the theater with Ozzie Smith, with his artifacts, and it's going to be a unique presentation with the second hour in the plaque gallery where we'll have food and beverages that night. And then we'll wrap up the tournament at Doubleday Field on July 9th with our third place in championship game.
Will we have morning meetings there too?
Well, there's always a morning meeting when Dave LaPointe's involved. It's a constant morning meeting, and he'll be one of our managers, so it's going to be a blast.
All right. Information again, where can they get information about this event? Go online?
Well, right now, email us. fantasycamp@cardinals.com is the best way to get in touch with us. This is going to go fast.
Joe Pfeiffer, congratulations. It's a great idea. I'm looking forward to hearing great things about it.
Thanks, Claves. It's always great to have you down here in Jupiter.
Visit the official online shop of the Cardinals at cardinals.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source at cardinals.com/shop. Claves is with Ozzie Smith next on the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show, presented by Ameren and the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Welcome back. Catch a game in Hall of Fame style, like Ozzie Smith and the new Red Jacket Club. This new all-inclusive area is designed to commemorate the Cardinals' iconic Hall of Famers and features an upscale buffet and full-service bar. Tickets start at just $75 and are on sale now at cardinals.com/Red Jacket Club. I'm Chris Raby. It is the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. We mentioned Ozzie Smith. We hand it back over to Mike Claiborne, who is with the Hall of Famer.
Always good to visit with the Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith, who's here at the Fantasy Camp. And you've been doing this for a few years now, and I marvel at how in tune you are with these campers who come down and they get real hands-on instruction from you. It seems like you have a lot of fun with that.
I enjoy it, Mike, and you know, it's one of those things that, you know, when you retire from the game, you try and figure out the thing that you think you want to get into, or the thing that you're good at. And you know, one of the things I was blessed with was the ability to field and stuff. And now it's about trying to pass it on as often as I can. And I get a chance to do that here at Fantasy Camp, and then later on. Next month, I get a chance to do it in spring training.
I don't know how much it's going to help these guys, but I'm sure when we get to spring training, those younger guys that you work with certainly appreciate that opportunity to spend time. And you sweat just as hard as they do. Not as much as Willie McGee does when he's here, but you put work into it.
Well, I do, because I think it's important for guys to see that if you you continue to work at it, the better you become at it. And as I said, you know, I was blessed with pretty good hand and eye coordination and pretty good health, and I'm still functional, you know, so I can actually get out there and still do it. And I think it surprises some guys that at the age of 62, I'm still able to do some of those things. And I have fun doing it, you know, with taking ground balls with Carp and all the guys. It's a lot of fun.
For you, I know you're involved in spring training. You ever thought about expanding that role as far as instruction or consulting? Because, I mean, you got a wealth of knowledge, and you don't have a problem sharing it with some of these young players.
No, I really enjoy that, Mike, and I certainly would like to get more involved in that as I'm starting to settle into the golden years of life, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's very, very important, and I think that I have a lot to share with guys, and I think that the things that I could work with them on would certainly hopefully make them a little bit better player.
Let's talk about a couple of other things. You're involved with the Gateway PGA in St. Louis, and you guys have got a number of different projects going on, but you got a big event coming up in February.
Yeah, February 18th, Henry Cho, a comedian, world-known comedian, is coming in, and we're going to have an event at Lumiere February 18th to raise money for the PGA Foundation. And, you know, we're still working on trying to build that nine-hole multi-recreational golf facility in the inner city, so we're trying to figure out different ways to raise money. And this comedy night at Lumiere should be a lot of fun. Henry Cho, if I haven't had a chance, check him out.
And
he's worth it.
You know, and everybody likes to laugh. I mean, some people may have different opinions about music, but everybody likes to laugh, and I've seen him before, and he does make you laugh.
Well, I don't know if Henry is Chinese, Japanese, but he lives in Tennessee. You know, so that's funny in and of itself.
He's a worldly chap.
He's a worldly chap, and he married an American, and I mean, his humor and his comedy has a lot to do with all the different aspects of life, and I really enjoy it. But we become more than just a comedian to me. He's my friend.
Hall of Fame, we have some new members. I don't know whether this thing is working the right way, because I see a lot of good players that should be in the Hall of Fame that find themselves coming up short. And you know, I always tell people, if you didn't think Lee Smith could pitch, go ask another Hall of Famer what it was like to face him at 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon when dusk was about to start, and he was just so dominating. What's your thought about how this Hall of Fame process works?
Well, really, Mike, when you look at it, you know, 400 and what is it?
78
saves. Yeah, I mean, that speaks for itself. I don't think that we have to sit here and sing his praises. I had the opportunity to play behind him, as I was fortunate enough to have had to play behind Raleigh Fingers, Bruce Sutter, Dennis Eckersley, Todd Worrell. You know, it's been great. I've seen most of them, and Lee Smith certainly is very deserving of being in the Hall of Fame, and hopefully it looks like now he'll probably have to do it on the Veterans Committee, but he certainly will always get my vote.
You like the candidates that went in this year? They're all guys who have had some really good careers in the game.
They have great numbers. You know, it's one of those things of when you compete against certain guys, you know, there's certain things that they do. Jeff Bagwell, you know, Jeff Bagwell was one of those power hitters that you want to see at the plate at the end of the game. Tim Raines, same way, you know, one of those guys that could beat you with his legs, could beat you with the bat. He was just a solid player and played a long time. You know, he played 23 years, yeah. I think he played. And then, of course, we didn't have a chance to play against Pudge as much, but certainly his reputation in the American League, when you talk about catching and being able to throw guys out, you know, seeing the highlights every night, he certainly was part of it. And you look at his numbers, too, and they're very, very impressive as a catcher. And he played a lot. He was one of those guys that they could depend on every day at being behind that plate. And that's why they're now Hall of Famers.
You know, a hockey fan, I know you were very visible during the Winter Classic, and that was a fun event for sure. It was neat to see everybody come together for that great event, and hopefully we'll have something like that down the road.
I'm sure. You know, certainly with the Rams leaving town, you know, the Cardinals and the Blues collaborating was a big plus. I think it helped bring everybody together, and an event like that it went worldwide, and hopefully we can continue to grow in that direction. I'm sure we will, and all we need now is a Stanley Cup.
50 years and counting. That's all I got to say to that.
It's not impossible.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Well, you know, I didn't see you on skates. I guess the next time we have a Winter Classic, you
No. Now, let me say this here. If it doesn't have four wheels on it, now you ain't going to see me on skates.
Always good to see you continue to have fun with these guys at the camp. And I know guys who walk away from here just marvel at, A, how genuine you are, but also how much fun you seem to have with them, especially when it comes to the instruction.
Well, it's something that I've always enjoyed. It was something I was born with, and hopefully I can continue to share it.
Well, I hope you're doing it more full-time. I don't say full-time. We don't want to put you to work too soon, but I hope we see you doing more of it on the big league level.
Well, I'd like to do some consulting. Yes, I would.
He's a Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith.
Missing baseball season? I know I am. Cardinals Nation and Ballpark Village is open 7 days a week. Stop by for a bite to eat or relive some of the Cardinals' greatest moments by going through the Cardinals Museum. For more information, cardinalsnation.com. After the break, we'll tell you about something going on over at Busch Stadium this weekend. That's next on the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren and the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Welcome back to the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren. Chris Raby with you on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. And we welcome to the program the Director of Special Events for the Cardinals, Julia Rowe. Julia, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, Chris. How are you?
We're great. What's it been like to transition over the last few weeks from hockey to baseball? It was an incredible few weeks with the Winter Classic, the ice out at Busch Stadium. Are we back to getting ready for baseball around the ballpark?
We are. You know, the grounds crew is working fast and furiously to get the field ready for opening day, but everything looks great, and we had just a really great time with the NHL and the Blues here in the ballpark.
Yeah, maybe we'll continue to have some good weather to help those guys out.
I hope so.
Julia is with us to talk about the 8th annual Busch Stadium Bridal event Sunday, January 29th. That's this coming Sunday from 12:30 to 4, where guests can tour the unique and versatile venue spaces set up and decorated for rehearsals and weddings. Julia, tell us how this event has grown and grown over the last few years, and how you've attracted more and more people who want to have their special day or special days in and around Busch Stadium.
Yes, well, you know, the word has gotten out about our bridal show at the beginning of it. It just was a handful of our vendors that we work with day in and day out, and you know, we were getting the word out to who we could here in the area, but it has grown and we are pleased with it. We've made some distinctions in each particular area to really highlight what happens in there on a bridal event night, so the whole stadium will be dressed and as it would be for a bridal event.
It is the 8th annual Busch Stadium Bridal event on Sunday. That's this Sunday, the 29th,
from 12:30 to 4. You can go to cardinals.com/events for more information and to purchase tickets. $12 in advance, $14 at the door. That's cardinals.com/events or call 345-9630. I know one thing you guys are so proud of when it comes to events like this is the versatility of the ballpark and the facility. You guys do everything from engagement and when you're taking your engagement photos to rehearsal dinners, the ceremony, the reception, the post-wedding brunches where I usually feel like I need a ballpark Bud Light. Everything that has anything to do with getting married and with the wonderful wedding celebrations can be right there at the ballpark.
That's exactly right. You know, so many people start their dating life here at a baseball game. And so the St. Louis Cardinals and Busch Stadium really are a part of the fabric of their story. So we are so pleased that people want to have their events with us. We have, like you said, really versatile spaces that can accommodate really small events all the way up to something really large. So indoor, outdoor, we can do whatever you can dream up. And our in-house exclusive caterer, Delaware North Sports Service, does a fabulous job. So we have a great partner in them, and they can accommodate any special requests, and they can, although they do ballpark fare really well, they also do really upscale creative menus extremely well.
Julia Rowe from the Cardinals telling us about the 8th Annual Busch Stadium Bridal Event this Sunday from 12:30 to 4. Again, cardinals.com/events for more info and to purchase tickets, cardinals.com/events. So kind of walk us through when folks get to the event on Sunday, what they're going to experience, who's going to be there, and what kind of information and kind of hands-on items they're going to be able to partake in as they envision what their day or days could be like, Julia.
Certainly. So there's free parking on the south side of the stadium in lots A, B, or C. Guests will enter through gate 2 where the brides will get a special goodie bag where they will get a St. Louis Bride magazine, special discounts from our vendors, as well as a ticket voucher for an upcoming 2017 Cardinals game. We will have a signature cocktail on hand to set the tone right off the bat. Then they'll go up to the Redbird Club. That's where all of the vendors will be. We'll have entertainment in there. And then they will go on tour to see all of the venues dressed up as they would be for a bridal event. So there is entertainment in there. There are tastings of the culinary extravaganza that Delaware North Sports Service has put together for us. So they'll get to interact with vendors. They'll see all of the venues set up as they would be for a bridal event. They'll have some great tastings as far as food and beverage is concerned, and we're looking forward to everyone having a really great time.
It's just one-stop shopping, right? Because I know so often when you're trying to pull something like this off, you're doing multiple venues, you're going around different places based on where vendors are or where music is or whatever, but you guys have everything under one roof and a pretty cool roof at that at Busch Stadium.
That's exactly right. I mean, you can come here and pick out your brides or groomsmen gifts. You can interact with bands or DJs or florists. We have all sorts of vendors for people to interact with. And then, like you said, they can see all the venues and taste some awesome food from Delaware North Sports Service.
I'll put you on the spot before we let you go. Can you think of maybe the coolest or one that stands out the most Cardinals or Busch Stadium-themed twist that someone has put on a wedding that you've either heard about or been a part of or seen in action after one of these events, Julia?
You know, there's not one in particular that stands out to me, but people really get creative when they're here. And so they really dress up the tablescapes, so centerpieces that have a baseball theme, or they'll have everyone sign a bat instead of a guest book.
Cool.
So there are lots of really fun things that we're able to accommodate here at the ballpark if you're wanting to tie in a baseball theme. Or if not, we can just be a fabulous backdrop for whatever setting you're wanting to create.
It's the 8th Annual Busch Stadium Bridal Event Sunday. That's this Sunday, the 29th, at Busch from 12:30 to 4. Again, all the information, including tickets, but also parking where you enter, is at cardinals.com/events. Get your tickets in advance, $12 or $14 at the door. And,
you know, if you're a guy that's being dragged along, not a bad place to spend the afternoon, especially if maybe you can find a ballpark beer. Julia Rowe, Director of Special Events from the Cardinals, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Congrats on another great event.
Thanks so much, Chris.
We'll take a break and come back to wrap up this edition of the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren. Chris Raby alongside Mike Claiborne with you this week on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Chris Raby back with you for a few more minutes on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Justin Meyer, manager of group sales for the Cardinals, joining us as we wrap up the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren. Justin, what's going on, man? Getting closer and closer to baseball.
Absolutely. It's a great time of the year, Chris.
Yeah, it sure is. Group tickets on sale now. Groups of 20 or more can purchase discounted tickets to single games and can receive extra incentives. Cardinals.com/groups or call 345-9000. Tell us a little bit about some of the opportunities to get your groups out to Busch Stadium, Justin.
Yeah, we look at hosting groups 80 times a year, really counting out opening day. But every other game, we're excited to host large groups throughout the year. You know, church groups, youth groups, education groups, you know, schools, whatever the case may be. There are lots of different programs that we can tailor to really benefit and bring out people from all walks of life and Cardinals Nation.
Cardinals.com/groups, groups of 20 or more, get a 20% discount Sunday through Thursday, 10% on Friday and Saturday. Get all sorts of incentives. Tell us about those, Justin.
Yeah, I think the biggest incentive is the one-on-one interaction with our account executives. We have a great team that interacts with our customer base to really tailor packages. If a group wants to fundraise, we have something for them. If they want to, you know, get their athletic association out here and parade around the field, we have a program for them. If they are part of a cheerleading squad and they want to perform before the game, we have the Palm Cheer and Dance program just for them. So lots of different ways that we can help groups throughout the area.
So let's talk about some of those specifically. You mentioned the athletic associations. How can folks get involved and what kind of experience are they going to have?
Yeah, I think this is one of our oldest programs, and some of our front office staff have actually taken part of this, parading around the field when they were in T-ball, you know, at a local Ellisville Association or Chesterfield, whatever the case may be. We work with members of athletic associations throughout the St. Louis area and even regionally, set up a day where coaches, players get to take part in a pregame parade. We honor the kids, a softball, a baseball player, get to throw out an honorary pitch pregame and get recognized on an on-field ceremony as well. Just a really neat grassroots effort that we do to get our Cardinal fans on the field at Busch Stadium.
Man, that's so cool to see the kids being able to get down there and walk around the field before the game. You mentioned as well the Palm Cheer and Dance program.
Yeah, so at another end of the spectrum, one of our newer programs, but yet it's been around since the late 90s, we have mats that we roll out in one of our pregame areas called Ford Plaza. We get varsity cheerleading, high school, local dance studios. They perform for about 5 minutes. They work on their routines out in Ford Plaza. They bring a copy of the music. We pump it through the system. It's shown on the Jumbotron in the stadium, which is always neat. Two members of each group are recognized on field before the game. You know, you have the capacity to fundraise as well. So it's, again, it's you know, might be one of the non-traditional components of baseball, but we're all Cardinal fans, so it works.
Yeah, whether it's the Palm Cheer and Dance, the athletic associations, or any of the other groups, it must be great for some of them to be able to fundraise on that consignment basis and, you know, get some groups involved and going about things that way.
Yeah, it's a little less challenging, you know, when you start talking about tickets of 300, 500, 1,000. We recognize it might be a daunting task, albeit even to some of our most popular group leaders. That's why we work on that consignment basis, and there are particulars that our account executives will discuss with each prospect or client or business partner. But it really allows the group leader some flexibility with the return option while also benefiting their group with the fundraising component.
All right, Justin, we've talked about the athletic associations, the Palm Cheer and Dance, just a couple of the groups that can get involved at cardinals.com/groups. Before we let you go, tell us about the Battle at Busch this year.
Yes, another non-traditional. We partner with a local alternative radio station, 105.7 The Point. They help us market to local, those garage bands that play in their mother's basement, and that one end of the spectrum is there. We also host these bands that play at local bars. So they're performing in the pregame area of Ford Plaza. They raise a certain amount of tickets. Again, that fundraising component still exists there. I think it's a unique interaction with our fans. Also, that live entertainment at the stadium. So that's another unique aspect of kind of what we get to do in group sales.
Justin Meyer, the group sales manager at Busch Stadium for the St. Louis Cardinals. Again, group tickets on sale now. No matter what kind of group you have, they're going to make it a great, great day. Go to cardinals.com/groups or call 345-9000. Again, that's cardinals.com/groups. Justin, appreciate it, man. We'll see you at the ballpark soon.
Thanks for your time, Chris.
All right, before we get out of here, let's give away a Cardinals calendar. You know, the 2017 Cardinals official calendar. It celebrates the franchise's 125th anniversary. On sale now throughout the St. Louis metro area, including Busch Stadium, Cardinals Clubhouse Mall Stores, QT, and area grocery stores, or by winning one right now. 314-969-1120. That's 969-1120. We'll take caller number 3. For a Cardinals calendar. Thank you to everyone who helped us out tonight. Of course, all of our guests, John Rooney, Ozzie Smith, Mike Matheny, Luke Weaver from the Cardinals, Joe Pfeiffer, Julia Rowe, Justin Meyer, also Jonathan Mayo from MLB.com. Thank you to Mike Claiborne, who's out on the Cardinals cruise and had some great interviews for us. Also, our executive producer is Ben Boyd. I'm Chris Raby saying have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you next week as we get closer and closer to bringing you the show from Jupiter, Florida. Until then, this has been the Cardinals Hot Stove League Show presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.